What's up, folks? How's everybody doing out there? Yeah, looks like things are going to start getting really ratcheted up now and hot. Iranian president dead. I heard pretty early through Juanito and a few other people when they were doing the search and rescue. They're like, I got a few texts from people saying, oh, he's long gone. Nine others reported dead with him. It could be more, could be a little less. I don't know. I was told nine. On top of a mountain, I also had a conversation with SGN on that, which is going to be on ninoscorner.tv today. I did a doubleheader with Juanito. That's going to be up. I mean, ninoscorner.tv, folks, a place to be. I'm going to tell you, especially right now, because it's going to heat up, baby. Oh yeah. We're here now. We are here. We've been here for the last 4 years. It's just that you get numb to it. You start getting like desensitized. But every time something like this happens, bam, people wake up like, okay, this is real. Kind of get lulled to sleep. It's kind of like a boxing match. When it's kind of like they're working the jabs, and you're like, all right. And then boom, you get hit. This is a big hit. Who's going to be to blame, folks? Who are they going to blame? And I'm telling you right now, I think we all know who they're going to blame. Venmo, D-Rod, 1977, D-Rod, 1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, folks, that's up there now. Please leave an honest review. I love each and every one of you that care to buy the book. It's about being bullied into champion. A lot of kids benefit from this book, believe it or not. It's pretty raw, and it's pretty no holds barred, but give it to a kid that's having trouble right now, and I think it'll pay dividends for that child. I made it specifically for kids who are bullied, cyber bullied. It's for them. It's a manual for life. It's pretty vulgar in some place, you know. It's kind of funny in my opinion, but I use my own humility to get my point across. So it's a good book. Also, my mama's book, The Mexican Mix, on Amazon. Please leave an honest review. And folks, gotta go through it. The Morning Kick with Chuck Norris. Thank you, Jim. Chuck Norris Morning Kick. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made, and I was shocked, folks. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. I was wondering about Chuck Norris before I started doing these commercials, by the way. I was like, where is that guy? And then, bam, the universe, or God, I don't like to say the universe, God presented me with his commercials. He did this by just making one change, folks. He says he feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing, too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino or by clicking it in the link below in this video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino and click on the link in the description box below to watch the video. Now, you won't believe how simple it is. Just remember, or this is just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old. 81 years old. Remember him, Texas Ranger, man, all those great. I'd like to bring him on the show, to be honest with you. I'd really like to bring Chuck Norris on the show. Chuck, if you're out there, let's do an interview. I'd like to, some Bruce Lee stories, too. He has more energy than me. Wait a second. You said you feel like you're in your 50s. I'm in my 40s. He discovered he could create dramatic changes into his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking on the link in the description box below. chuckdefense.com/Nino, folks. Get started on that. And I'm going to start my ghetto timer. Ghetto timer. All right, folks. Folks, this is getting real. Had long conversations with Juanito. I need to bring Scott Bennett on too. SGN on. Another individual that I will not say his name on here, but he wants to remain anonymous, sent me some texts as well. There's a few of them, actually. There's a few of them. So a lot of stuff happening right now. And, you know, he did – this all happened on Pentecost, by the way. You all know this, right? Anyone understand this? This is a – this follows calendar. This is kind of like a everything has to be done at a certain time, if you know what I mean. If you're on my channel or just beginning – just started on my channel – get a pen and notebook. Start taking notes because it's going to get class begins. I mean, all my audience knows what's going up. We're all zeroed in. We're all dialed in. We all know what's going on. I have a very intelligent audience. Folks, the debates, you all think they'll be halted? You all think they'll be stopped? I think they fear that. They're going to be doing it on, I believe, CNN is what I'm hearing. No audience. There's a lot of rules and guidelines. To me, I don't care to watch it, to be quite honest with you, but I probably will tune in. It's kind of like the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight. I want to see the circus act. I want to see the freak show. I don't know. Let's see what happens here. Folks, the Nino's contest is going. Nino's contests at gmail.com. First place is $1,500. Second place, $1,000. Third place, 500. Everybody's a winner. We're getting a lot of you like and share the video. Like, share, subscribe, take a screenshot, do it every day, and keep sending them to Nino's Corner, Nino's Contests at Gmail, and I'll pick the winner. I'll pick the winner May 31st in my morning show. Are the debates, let me see on this chat here, are the debates for June 27th, is that when they're aiming to do the first one with all with Biden controlling every facet of this debate is ridiculous. Folks, Spotify Nino's Corner, Telegram Nino's Corner, Getter Nino's Corner, Rumble Nino's Corner, X Nino Boxer. I'm putting a lot of stuff on X right now. Geraldine Daisy, thank you. PatriotWear.com. Yeah, baby. Boom, right there. I got a whole president line coming out with sunglasses. And a cig in the mouth. Go check it out. I got George Washington, Abe Lincoln, Kennedy, Trump. They're all up there. It's pretty badass. Patriot Wear, President's Line, the OG President Line. I love it. Nino's Corner.tv, folks. Wano Saving doubleheader coming up. I got them up there. I'm going to be putting them up the second one tonight. I got SGN on coming on today. I'll be putting them up today. It's going to be very active on ninoscorner.tv. Very active. Mike King is coming on with the he's going to be discussing 500,000 indictments. That's in play right now. Are they? I don't know. I leave the question up to you. He's going to state his case for this. I got Dr. Richard Fleming talking about this. No bueno. New research coming out on this. Really bad stuff. Trennis Evans. His filings on what's happening right now with Mr. T to help the case. Will this even make it to the jury? I think it's going to be stopped abruptly. I think they know this, and that is why they're putting their pedal to the metal now. They know they're not stopping Mr. T. They know that there's no way. So now they got to go to different means and different measures and get going. Plan B, C, D, E, all the way to Z, folks. They're going in. Bo Pony, I'm gonna have a doubleheader with Bo Pony. So, like he said, you know, look, folks, I lay it out for you all to play it out. Okay, is he over the mark? Is he over the target? Give me a thumbs up if he's not. I think it's interesting to listen to anyway. Bo Pony, I'm gonna be doing a doubleheader with him this week. This week, we're gonna be talking about the Pope and the alien disclosure. All of a sudden, the Vatican's coming out saying, yeah, you know, they're out there and there's apparitions. Folks, in my opinion, I think these apparitions, these otherworldly beings, I'm leaning more and more towards demonic. I just am. That's just where my mind's going with that. That's where my soul's going with that now. That's just where I'm going. I'm just, the more I research, and I can't believe I'm saying this, the more I'm looking into this, folks, I've done over 10,000 interviews in the last 5 years. And I got to tell you, the more I'm doing this, the more I'm realizing, you know, everything we were taught, is bullshit. Okay? A lot of bullshit. Oh, boy. I got Ivan Raiklin coming on. You know, he went viral with his videos. I have him up on Rumble. Folks, my Rumble video, my Rumble channel, basically you got to look at it like this. I put everything up there that's a couple weeks old on Nino's Corner, from Nino's Corner.tv, and sometimes I mimic videos from YouTube on there. It's a different kind of audience. It's a rowdy audience. I'll say that Rumble lives up to its name. It reminds me of like the boxing crowd, you know? The general and the general sent Sheila Holm will be the general May 30th, 5 p.m. She's the general and the general sent. Then the next month, June 27th. I don't know why I put July here. July will be Juanito. June 27th will be Mike King. You're going to want to talk to him about the last five interviews we've done. I'm pretty crazy. All right, folks. You might want to turn it down or turn it up. Let's get started. It's on, baby. Yeah. All right, folks. Oh, yeah. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby. Yeah, let's go. Iranian president dead. The needed catastrophe is here. Me and Juanito were talking about this right on the day before or the night before. I think Saturday night. I was up at 4 a.m. talking to him. And he tells me, you know, this is going to happen. It's any day now. Bing, next day. Helicopter carrying Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi crashed. And he's a goner. I've heard 9 people were with him and they're gone. 9 confirmed. Now, that's yet to be seen. I guess we'll wait to hear that. So now begins the domino effect, okay? So now here becomes the domino effect. Does an attack now happen here in the States? Well, it depends who's to blame. Who are they going to blame? Israel's already coming out saying, it's not us. Not us. Don't look over here. I feel like this is like a Scooby-Doo cartoon. Oh, it wasn't me. Well, who could it be? They're the first ones out of the gate saying, hey, don't look at us. Don't look at us. SG Anon tends to think it was a kidnapping gone wrong or kidnapping gone right. I'm going to propose that if an attack happens here, what they're hoping for would be people to start rallying behind Biden to where he becomes loved as like a wartime president. And I think that's what they're going to go for. So this is shown in history countless times. People rally behind the presidents that are the, which I can't even believe this because this guy doesn't even know he exists. Well, which guy? Let's just make that clear. There's a lot going around on X right now. Which guy is it? Well, I'm kind of confused. They all look so different. So remember that the FBI warned before this even happened, the FBI warned that an attack is due in June, your favorite, some of your favorite month, the Pride Month in June. Something's going to happen in June, Michael. Oh, don't look at me. I'm telling you right now, man. I think obviously starting yesterday, shit's getting hot. But I mean, it's going to be, you know, remember when I used to come on my programs and talk about Red October? Well, now in 2024, every month is Red October. It's not going to be, and this Red October will be scorching red, scorching October, okay? It's not going to be Red October. It's going to be scorching bright. What's the hottest color in the fire, right? It's blue, right? Isn't it? The blue, when it's blue, that's the hottest. Then red, then orange, and then yellow. Is that how it works? I don't know. So as we head into debates, if you want to call it that, one-sided, it's like a Mayweather fight. The debates, once we head into November, the election, I think everything's playing out the way they want it right now, don't you, folks? I mean, it seems to me that, I don't know, we're here now. It's happening. Doolin Dalton, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, stay strong in Christ. Thank you, brother. Yeah, I'm trying. I believe we are about to see all systems go very soon. Okay, so now here we are right now in the game, heading into debates, heading into November, and I believe that there's going to be an issue that arises or a event probably pretty damn soon. I would say, I'm not a psychic, not a prophet, but I would say probably in the next few weeks to a month, there's going to be some kind of retaliation. Could happen here on American soil. I don't know. Let's think about this logically. There's a lot of immigrants coming through. We don't know who they are. There's a lot of unvetted people coming through. We don't know who they are. Anything can happen. So just keep your eyes and ears open. You know, I've always said that I'm going to start reining it in a little bit, probably around July, August. I think that's probably when I'm going to be. I already don't like to fly, all the stuff that's happening with Boeing, but I'm really gonna hunker down probably after July, August, because I think it's gonna get bananas. I think this is gonna be like I would be very surprised if it's just we actually coast into this election with nothing popping off. I'd be like, that to me would be the Twilight Zone. That to me would be strange. I don't see it happening. Oh, and one more thing, folks. This is important. Generation Z, you're up. You're going to be up. Oh, yeah. Because you think that he's not going to say anything right now. They're going to wait until after he's elected. But you better damn well bet. The draft, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Women and men were, let's just call them kids. But, oh, yeah, the draft, whew, that's looking really promising right about now. Looking really promising. Tell your liberal friends, get ready. pull up your bootstraps. You're getting ready to go to war. Yeah. Never thought it'd be you, would you? You're so opinionated and so voiced. I mean, I got to tell you. Karma. You'll see. Now, that's just my opinion, right? I don't know what I'm talking about. Breaking, folks. Breaking. President of Iran, Ibrahim Raisi, and his accomplices have been killed in the helicopter crash. The information is being delayed so that all procedures are first put in place before the announcement is done. Iran's supreme leader says, this is important, listen to this one. Iran's supreme leader says that if we find evidence that Israel is involved in the helicopter crash of the president of Iran, we will respond beyond the imagination of Israel and its allies. I can use my imagination on that. I think I can understand what you're saying. But gee, where'd you get the money to get all this state-of-the-art stuff and bombs? I'm just curious. Where'd you get it? Oh yeah, the same. Okay, all right. I just wanted to make clear. King Salman bin Al-Burdunzi of Saudi Arabia hospitalized with pneumonia. So the King Salman bin Al-Badulzi, I don't know how you say this, bin Al-Badulzi of Saudi Arabia has been hospitalized with pneumonia. Now, this is just a theory that was sent to me. I put it up on, I put it all over my ex. Now, this is important to think. Now, this is just a theory. This is just a theory. We don't know if this is going to happen, but the loss of Iran's president will elicit a response. Schumer, after this, just introduced the border security deal. They're battering down the hatches. Iran may strike the USA via Mexico. and China presence and sleeper cells. So I've been saying this. There's probably going to be some kind of attack on our soil. I'm betting on it. This is just theory. The attack against America may get Biden more support, like a wartime president, right? He may just, everyone just might decide to rally behind him, especially all the liberals, not knowing what's going to happen next year. Off to boot camp we go with our purple hair and our pasty skin. It is a scene as strong. If he is seen as strong against China and Iran, they think he might be better supported. The Iran attack against us, along with Israel being on Iran's destroyed priority, will end the J people hating and reverse it to Islam, dislike, and set for the big deportation. All the Arab Muslim immigrants will be seen as sympathetic and sleeper cells and pushed out of the U.S. That's just a potential. And then obviously with the way, see folks, look where it's at right now with the protests going on all the colleges. I mean, it's ripe right now. All they really had to do to get this fire to go ablaze and turn everyone into raging lunatics and rabid fucking rabies infested dogs is an event like this. And what did we say? We've been calling this for how long on Nino's Corner.tv? It's here. This right here. Now it's going to be who gets the blame. The blame game is going to begin. Boy, you know that there's a lot of people here in America that are going to be really pissed off about this. You think the protests are bad now? Just wait. Just wait. This is going to be off the hook. Crazy. It's about to get crazy, folks. Ten ways the world could escalate into nuclear war. And there's 10 here in this article, but I'm going to say one just happened. One just happened. The helicopter crash. Do you guys remember when it happened with Kobe? Now, is it just me, or when that happened, it was the same kind of, a lot of fog. It was really bad conditions. Kobe went down, and then shit popped off. Didn't it seem that way? Wasn't it like, almost like after Kobe Bryant died in the plane crash, everything just happened, like, immediately. Like almost like, I think you guys know where I'm going with this. But it was after the Kobe Bryant death that I was like, everything just, boom, blew up like a nuclear bomb. The world changed. Now, I'm not saying, but this is the same thing, if not even bigger. This is bigger than what happened with Kobe. Now, of course, Kobe was dear to all our hearts. He was one of the greatest basketball players ever, second to Jordan. Second to Michael Jordan, all right? I'm not going to put him before Michael. But after that, it's like shit went bad. That's what I noticed. That's what I remember. I was like, wow. Like the country was devastated. I could say the world was devastated with Kobe Bryant going down. And then all of a sudden, like a domino effect, everything else. Now, here we are again. Here we are again, almost around the same time. Ten ways the world could spiral into nuclear war as summer of Putin victories would mark first steps to World War III. I think one of them just happened right now. A rampaging Vladimir Putin will mark serious breakthroughs in Ukraine this summer. His first move towards plunging Europe into a bloody World War III, former army bosses have warned. Putin's meat grinder forces will smash through Ukraine's weakened defenses and take the Donbass region by late June. If the West doesn't act now, we better act. We're giving them enough money. Former British generals and security experts told The Sun. The former NATO and British Army chief said a victory in the embattled Donbass would be the beginning of the end for Ukraine and European civilization as we know it. They revealed that the world will descend into a nuclear war with World 3 within the year if Ukraine doesn't hold its own against Russia's feared summer offensive. Here are the 10 short steps. General Sir Richard Smirnoff, and General Richard Behrens warned and emboldened Putin would advance across South Ukraine before taking Moldova and sowing chaos across the Baltic with false, you know, attacks. So here are the steps. I'm going to read them out to you. Step one, Putin takes the Donbass region. Step two, Putin revamps army and strikes Ukraine. Step three, Putin takes over Georgia and Moldova. Step four, Russia creates crisis in the Baltics. Step five, Putin launches attacks across Europe and Baltic states, mobilize forces. Step six, Russian forces invade Lithuania. Step seven, NATO unravels. Step eight, Ukraine demands no-fly zone. Step nine, France deploys troops to Ukraine. Step 10, motherfucker, Putin launches tactical nukes. That's a big one. Now, what could instigate all this to get even worse? I don't know. A helicopter crash? I think that's taking out the president of Iran. I don't know. I think that's a big one. I think that's a real big one, actually. And I think more to come, folks. This has got to get to the point where we have no choice for November not to happen. November just can't happen because the world's just a crazy place. So, helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and his foreign minister crashed on Sunday as it was crossing mountain terrain in heavy fog. Well, there was a lot of fog. There was a lot of fog out there, folks. The Iranian official told Reuters, and rescuers were struggling to reach the site of the incident. I heard it was on top of a mountain, right? So now Iran is mourning the death of President Raisi and foreign minister in a helicopter crash. That's two big ones right there. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and the country's foreign minister and others have been found dead at the site of a helicopter crash after an hours-long search through a foggy, mountainous region of the country's northwest. State media reported, sounds just like Kobe Bryant to me. Exactly. Raisi was 63 years old. And this happened, is it Pentecost? Is it, folks, do help me out here, Nino Knights, my Nino's investigators, Black Sheep family. No data and no weather data for the area on the 19th, really. Wow. Here's what to know. Cause of crash. State TV gave no immediate cause for the crash in Iran's East Azerbaijan province. Folks, I do my best. Neo, thank you. Mohammed Mokarber, Iran's... I'm doing my best with the accents here. Mohammed Mokarber, Iran's first vice president, is set to serve as the country's acting president until elections are held. International reaction, countries including Russia, Iraq, and Qatar have made formal statements of concern about Raisi's fate. By the way, I heard Zelensky postponed elections. Can you guys clarify that with me? Is that true? Did Zelensky do that? So in other words, he's acting like a dictator. Can we say that? That's what it sure seems like to me. So if Zelensky's doing it, where do you think it's going to happen next? Where do you think they'll do that? I don't know. Maybe America? Zelensky's doing it. And it's getting hot. So, folks, think about this for a second. If he's doing it, will Biden? I don't know. I'm just posing the question. Just an honest question here. Iran has spent decades supporting armed groups and militants in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and the Palestinian territories, allowing it to project power and potentially deter attacks from the United States or Israel, the sworn enemies of its 1979 Islamic Revolution. Tensions have never been higher than they were last month when Iran under Raisi and Supreme Leader Ayatollah al-Khamenei launched hundreds of drones and ballistic missiles at Israel in response to an airstrike on an Iranian consulate in Syria that killed two Iranian generals and five officers. Israel, with the help of the United States, Britain, Jordan, and others, intercepted nearly all the projectiles in response. Israel apparently launched its own strike against an air defense radar system in the Iranian city of Ashkhabad, causing no casualties but sending an unmistakable message. The ongoing war between Israel and Hamas has drawn in other Iranian allies, with each attack to counterattack and threatening. All right. So, think about this. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. I'm sure it was just really foggy outside, and the pilot probably had too many drinks the night before, was flying hungover, and wrecked into the mountain. That's sure. I'm sure that's what happened, right? I mean, come on. We know that's what happened. I mean, it was a foggy day. You know, he couldn't see, and he decided to go that direction. Probably maybe he was drinking while he was flying. I don't know. I'm sure that's what happened. I'm sure. Oh, boy. Israel insists. Now Israel's coming out saying, no, it wasn't us. Israel insists it wasn't us. After butcher of Tehran, Iranian president, is killed in mysterious helicopter crash. It's very mysterious. There's a lot of fog. Raisi, 63, was confirmed dead alongside Iran's foreign minister and seven others. Iran has yet to provide any details surrounding the crash beyond poor weather. Israeli officials have declared they had nothing to do with it. Raisi, 63, was confirmed dead by Iranian media today, along with the foreign minister, Hossein Amer Abarhabullahanda, governor of Eastern Akhisar province, Malak Khandar Khamenei, and Tabizi's Friday prayer Imam Abu Khamenei Lakhna. Two pilots and three other Iranian officials and security guards also perished in the crash in the mountainous northwest of the country. Drone footage from the Iranian and Turkish news agencies revealed the helicopter had smashed apart on landing. What do you mean on landing?
What?
Oh, it just smashed apart during landing. Guy wasn't too good at landing a helicopter, apparently. While clips shared by the Iranian Red Crescent showed solemn rescuers carrying corpses on covered stretchers out of the forest during the crash site, the incident sparked a wave of speculation as to the cause of the crash, with many theorists pointing the finger at Israel. The nation is at war with Tehran-backed Hamas in Gaza, and tensions boiled over in April when Israel and Iran exchanged rounds of direct drone and missile strikes. Though Israel has not released an official statement, officials who have requested an anonymity battened away accusations. Tel Aviv was behind the crash, telling Reuters, "It wasn't us. It's not us. Don't look at us." It's like the kid that you're like missing all the chocolate bars. And the kid, you're looking at the kid, you eat the chocolate, and he has like chocolate all over his fingers. It wasn't me. I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? I don't even like chocolate. New talk of creating a Hunter Biden legal defense fund. Who's going to support this? As main benefactor retreats. So Washington, Hunter Biden's allies are again exploring whether to set up a legal defense fund to help pay for his legal fees after a similar effort was considered near the end of last year, when two people close to the president, Joe Biden, received a briefing on how a defense fund would operate, according to multiple sources familiar with the current and previous efforts. Who's going to give to this? Who in their right mind is going to be given to this? The current interest in a fund to help pay for Biden's mounting legal fees comes as the president's son faces two criminal trials starting next month and diminished support from his chief financial backer. Diminished support. Whoa, folks, there we go. Here we are. All right, time for that mid-roll. Stay with me. Stay with me, folks. Canolidine, folks. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we are all searching for an effective way to relieve the pain. And safety is more important than ever. Let's be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opiate crisis. You may have been affected personally. And that's what a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Waters. You may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he's unveiled a natural pain reliever that is taking the world by storm. Folks, I take this stuff. It's good. I promise you it's good. Yes, I'm talking about Canolidine, a 100% drug-free way to get the full-body pain relief without dangerous meds. As you read this or as you listen to this, Canolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for hundreds of professional athletes, tens of thousands of seniors, and the official pain reliever of choice for the UFC. It works. Believe me, it works. Folks, doctors say it looks like my body's been through 13 car accidents. Not even lying. This stuff works. But you got to get off all the other crap. You got to get off all the other crap for this to even to begin to work. Clint explains how Canolidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. It's pretty amazing how this stuff works. When taken daily, your body will be back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's like my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, my neck, my joints, my neck and my back. All feel great and renewed. Best of all, Canolidine does not make me feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news is, Canolidine has no documented side effects, folks. None. After years in private testing, hear me when I say this, Canolidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure you click on the link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how Canolidine is changing lives and providing a powerful relief at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. And let me tell you, I used to love those pain pills. I used to take a handful of them. Now, here's the best part. When you click on the link today, you get access to the only Canolidine product in the world for less than $1 a day. Clint has provided the private link below. So get on it, folks. Trykono.com/Nino. Get on it. Get on it. Come on, folks. You got to admit, I make my commercials entertaining. You know, I can see the drop a little bit when I start reading them. But, you know, it's just that you don't have patience. None of you have patience. So, do you think that Hunter Biden will get any money off this, what is it, like a GoFundMe? Why did you just start that? Oh, boy. This is just, I can't even believe I'm reading some of this. Donald Trump's lawyer fighting to stop president from testifying in trial next week. Donald Trump's defense lawyer who plaudits for the aggressive handling this week of Michael Cohen, one of the key witnesses in the ongoing hush money case against the former president, but now Todd Blanchet, hopefully I said that right, has a bigger battle on his hands, convincing his client not to take the witness box himself in Manhattan criminal court next week. Mr. T has still not decided whether he will testify in his own defense. Mr. Blanchet said on Thursday, commentators believe the lawyer will be working furiously behind the scenes to stop that from happening. In the last few weeks, Mr. T has told the media he would absolutely testify, that he would give evidence if necessary, and that he would probably do so. So this is supposed to be, I don't know. John C. Coffey, a professor at the Columbia Law School, said the former president would be mad to expose himself to questioning by the prosecution. He would open himself to perjury indictment even if he won the case, he said. An early question on press examination, if Trump testified, would be whether he ever had sex with Stormy Daniels. I think we all know the answer to that. But if you listen to Juanito, which he's been over the target many, many, many times, is there a good chance that this whole thing could stop abruptly? Is there a good chance for that? Now, folks, I got some big news. I got some big, big news. This week especially, I'm not going to say who they are, but this week especially, I have some big, big guests coming on. Really big guests. Really, really, really big guests. And they're fun. A couple of them will be fun. But I think it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be really cool. Rudy Giuliani's birthday bash ends in chaos as guests scream and cry when he served papers for AZ, the AZ case. I don't want to say, but Rudy Giuliani got more than cake and presents for his 80th birthday bash. Man, leave this poor guy alone. He was also served. He was also served justice. The former New York City mayor was tripping the light fantastic with Paul's and Palm Springs. I don't know what the hell that means. What did I just read? What the fuck does that mean? Tripping the light fantastic with Paul's and Palm Springs. What does that mean? Who writes this shit? It's like, and I'm reading it. The New York City mayor was tripping the light fantastic with Paul's and Palm. What does that mean? Do you ever just read stuff and you're like, what the fuck is that? Friday night when he was intercepted outside the party at the home of the GOP consulate Caroline Wren by two officials with Democratic Arizona Attorney General Chris Mayer's office, sources told the Post. The pair served Giuliani with a legal on his birthday, folks. On his birthday. The pair served Giuliani with a legal notice of his Arizona indictment for allegedly being involved in the plot to overturn the you-know-what. Ooh! Whoa! Can't have that! Boy, you just can't have that. You're trying to do something right, sir? We're going to serve you. Boy, are these people in trouble. I'm going to tell you that right now. Listen to what I'm saying. Because I really mean this. These people are in serious shit. And they know it. And they know it. And we all know it. Giuliani, however, was not fazed, insisted his source close to the ex-mayor. It actually wasn't that big of a deal, the person said. So the party's guests who received gold and black invitations featuring a photo of Giuliani in a tux and another of him wearing aviator shades and a USA hat included in battle former Mr. T advisor Steve Bannon and Roger Stone. While crime in Arizona is an all-time high, the Arizona AG's office felt it was a good use of resources to send multiple agents across the country to storm the 80th birthday party like it was Normandy. Giuliani seemed to be enjoying himself throughout the party, celebrated 11 days before the actual birthday on May 28th, even posing for a photo with a bevy of blonde bombshells that he posted on X while taunting. Why do they try to make that sound bad? You don't think the guy has blood pulsing through his veins? He's not allowed to take pictures with beautiful women? You don't think he likes beautiful women? Something would be wrong with him if he didn't, okay? No, he needs to dress like one. Now, that's what we're talking about. Pelosi family speaks out after Paul Pelosi was hammered. After Paul got hammered himself. Okay. Paul attacker sentenced in federal charges. The man convicted of breaking into former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home and attacking her husband, Paul. You saw the video on this. They were like, oh, he's holding the hammer. Like, stop it. Don't hit me with that. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. And then he hits him and he's. Their Pelosi family couldn't be prouder of their pop and his tremendous courage in saving his own life on the night of the attack and then testifying in his case. The Pelosi family said in a statement Friday, Speaker Pelosi and her family are immensely grateful to all of us and love and prayers over the last 18 months. As Mr. Pelosi continues his recovery, what's his ass look like? How do you like getting hammered? Oh, you got got hammered, buddy. Israel's war cabinet in turmoil, but Netanyahu seen as secure. It certainly appeared crucial. Benny Gantz, ramrod straight in the bit. I don't want to read this. Pro-Palestine demonstrators' client. What's that say? Fuck. Chant. Oh, pro-Palestine demonstrators chant Infadada, Intifada, Revolution at London protest as Met police move in to make arrest. So here comes the big protests. And I'm going to tell you right now. What did I say? Gasoline on the fire? I think yesterday was gasoline on the fire. Now, folks, if you watch my morning shows and you're like, why does it glitch out here and there? Why does it seem a little butchered sometimes? It's because I have an editor that watches them afterwards and cleans them up for me for FluffTube. It's for FluffTube. Pro-Palestine, but you can go to ninoscorner.tv and watch them in their beauty. Watch it in its beauty, in its raw form. Pro-Palestine demonstrators chanted Infadada Revolution and UK government, watch your back. Palestine is coming back on the streets of London as tensions overspilled over the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. The Metropolitan Police confirmed they had made at least one arrest of a man appearing to lead a chant after climbing a traffic light during a demonstration today, adding that officers quickly located and arrested the man on suspicion of a racially aggravated public order offense and suspected criminal damage. Yeah, all right. In border news, the latest hotspot for illegal border crossing is San Diego. I think I'm going to be having the mayor on of one of the counties out there. He's coming on. I think his name is Bill Mays. Not sure. Can you guys fact check that for me? So the latest hotspot for illegal border crossings is San Diego, but routes change quickly. Jacumba Hot Springs, California. On many nights, hundreds of migrants squeeze through the poles in a border wall or climb over the metal ladders. They gather in a buffer zone between two walls with views of the night lights of Tijuana. I'll tell you what. If I was them, I would just stay in Tijuana. That's a fun place. Have you guys ever partied in Tijuana? I've had many nights in Tijuana. I'm telling you that right now. Tijuana is a hell of a place. Tijuana, Mexico, waiting for hours of Border Patrol agents while volunteers deliver hot coffee, instant ramen. They're eating. I think that's actually torture. Instant ramen. Have you guys ever noticed? Have you not noticed it, but have you seen the tests that have been done on ramen soup? What's really in ramen soup? You guys seen this? Yeah. Lots of stuff in there. I don't know. I stopped eating it. But I understand if you can't afford anything else and that's all you can eat, then all right. About an hour drive east when the moon offers the only light, up to hundreds more navigate a boulder-strewn desert looking for always shifting areas where migrants congregate. Groups of just a few of the dozens walk dirt trails, desert dirt trails and paved roads searching for agents. The scenes, what do you mean searching for agents? I guess when they go to them, they're like, excuse me, I'm here to take all your tax dollars. Thank you, pero gracias. Can you please take me to the hotel? Excuse me, are you the Uber service? Are you the Uber service? Pero I want to go get a cerveza. Gracias. Yes, we are the Uber service, border Uber service. I feel ridiculous even reading this shit. NYPD to start using drones as first responders on 9/11 calls. Drones will soon be accompanying cops on 911 calls throughout the city, NYPD officials said. Now this is starting to get into that dystopian nightmare, I don't know. Kind of like where you're like, I don't know about this. I don't think I like this very much. I don't want to see drones invading my privacy. So can you imagine you call 911, oh, please, someone's breaking into my house, and a drone shows up? The plan to be rolled out in the coming months is to deploy these drones in response to certain 911 calls for service. Daughtry told the committee on Thursday, not elaborating on what type of calls the drones will respond to. Three of the precincts participating in the program are Brooklyn, Daughtry said. A fourth is the Bronx. The precincts were chosen based on recent crime trends, he explained. The roofs of the precinct station houses will be retrofitted to support two drone platforms, while the drones will be departing and landing from the station house rooftop. The pilots would be in NYPD headquarters in Lower Manhattan and will be sending video and telemetry to cops in the field. Wow. The world's changing fast. That's all I can say. Let's talk about some Diddy, the diddler. Let's talk about the diddler, P. Diddler. Diddy's uttering his first words about the videotape beating of Casey. Is it Casey or Cassie? Saying he takes full responsibility for his actions and claims he's already gone to rehab for it. So he posted on video Sunday morning, looking directly into the camera. He said, it's too difficult to reflect on the darkest times in my life. But sometimes you got to just do that. I was fucked up. I mean, I hit rock bottom. Now, I think right now you're hitting rock bottom. And let me tell you something, folks. These type of people that are, in my mind, considered psychopaths, they don't have any remorse. They don't feel any sadness. They do it for the camera. So, like, they'll come on the camera and be, I'm so sorry, because they know it's going to benefit them in some kind of way. That's the only time they apologize. I've read a book on toxic people and psychopaths. I have people like that in my family, okay? I have this in my family. Toxic, crazy psychopaths that are just, oh, it's all about me. I'm always right. These people are seriously sick in the head, okay? Very, very toxic people. I know this. Now, this type of guy is going to get on camera and just, oh, play the violin and say how sorry he is because he got caught. Because he got caught. So the next play for this individual is to, oh, poor me. I'm seeking rehab. I'm so sorry. Don't you understand? The only reason he's crying is because he got caught. If he could beat that bitch again, he would. Okay? Whatever. Let's talk about the Pope ushering in aliens. How many times on my program have we talked about this is coming? It's coming. Here comes the aliens. They're going to need the alien card. And what better way than the Catholic religion to usher it in? What are these apparitions? What are these beings really? If you would ask me this 5 years ago, I would have said, well, they're from other planets. They're from other planets where they've been there all along. But what are they to me now? In my opinion, fucking demons. All right? No. They're from another constellation, far, far away, light years away. They just have an interest in Earth. I don't think so. I don't buy it. I don't buy it anymore. I don't buy any of this shit anymore. In an interview with 60 Minutes airing this Sunday, Pope Francis takes aim at the conservative critics in the United States, reportedly saying a conservative is someone who clings to something and does not want to see beyond that. I don't know, kind of like the Catholic religion. I know a lot of them. And they love to judge you, don't they? Oh, boy. The Pope, as reported on by 60 Minutes, was released a brief clip of upcoming interview conducted by CBS Dora O'Donnell. If you know what's going on, if it's going on 60 Minutes, folks, you know what they're going to do. They're pushing something. They're going to be pushing something. Because one thing is to take tradition into account, to consider situations from the past, but quite another to be closed up inside in a dogmatic box. Gee, who's been the most dogmatic throughout history for thousands of years. Oh, the Catholic religion. You're telling us not to be like you? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I wonder why I'm just confused. I don't know why I'm confused, but if you're saying not to be dogmatic, okay. You're saying that not to be the Catholic. You're telling me not to be dogmatic. Let me compute this for a second, huh? Well, then why can't we be that? Why the change of heart, Pope? Well, because now they're choosing this precise moment, to drop bombshells about UFOs, aliens, and apparitions. Oh, so there's something in it for you. You want to take control of this? I get it. Okay, all right, I see. For centuries, the Vatican has been carefully guarding their most precious secrets. But wait a minute. Why were you guarding that from us? Why were you hiding that from us? I don't understand. Why the secrecy? Okay. I thought holding secrets from humanity, that to me is evil in nature. So why are you doing that? Oh, something needs to be in it for you. Oh, yeah. Okay, so could these actually be demonic? That's my question. Could you actually be someone that you're not? Parading, masquerading as a pope, maybe? I don't know. So grateful I was not raised Catholic. Well, folks, I was. I was an altar boy. I was an altar boy for many, many years. And I got to tell you, I went to a Catholic school. I got kicked out all the time. But the only reason I really liked to be an altar boy is because I got to cut class and they would let me go to the church and put on the robes. No, I never got diddled with. I guess I wasn't attractive enough. My mom used to ask me, did the priest ever? No, that's not why your son's fucked up, okay? So for centuries, the Vatican has been carefully guarding their most precious secrets. In recent years, that has been especially true regarding what they now know about UFOs, aliens, and mysteries of the universe. Remember, who owns the biggest telescopes out there? The Vatican. What are the telescopes' names? I think one of them is Wormwood. What are the telescope names? Can someone put it in my chat? They have names for these telescopes. I want to say one of them is like Lucifer or something crazy like that. Can you guys put it in here? Is it Lucifer? They named their telescope Lucifer? Is that not a dead giveaway? Hello? Live. Yeah, right here. So why have they chosen this exact moment in history publicly to talk about these things? The press conference at the Vatican on Thursday is the very first time that the Vatican has held a press conference about UFOs, aliens, and apparitions. Like I said, I see this shit on trail cams all the time. So this is a really big deal. It is being reported that the Vatican has decided to issue new guidelines on aliens and how it will deal with potential encounters in the future. The Vatican has announced that it is set to hold a press conference on supernatural phenomena tomorrow. I guess that's probably today. And it will touch on aliens and how it will deal with the potential encounters in the future. According to a notice on the Vatican's website, it will kick off at noon tomorrow. I don't know if that's today. And will feature three prominent Vatican members being held to present the new provisions of the for the doctrine of faith for discerning between apparitions and other supernatural phenomena. It will be led by Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez, Messenger Armando Mateo, and Daniela Del Guero. If the Vatican feels they need to issue guidelines about how to deal with potential encounters in the future, it seems to imply that they believe that there will be potential encounters in the future. So what do you do if a spaceship appears in the sky? and little beings come down and go to your house, you welcome them, just like we welcome everybody at the southern border. Don't you know that? You let them take what they want. The last time the Vatican did something like this was all the way back in February 1978. The last time the Vatican doctrinal office issued norms for evaluating alleged apparitions and reports of supernatural events was in February 1978. I don't know. This is going to be really interesting. I think the alien card is going to get played real soon. I think all things are going to be coming out at once. A blue flash caught in the night sky over Spain. Portugal lights up. Social. I saw a video of this. Looked like a meteor coming down out of the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a blue meteor. Fireball. Piece of a comet. I've seen one of these in person when I was in Las Vegas. I saw one shoot out of the sky and light up the whole Vegas. And I was like, man, was I the only one that saw that? Because nobody talked about it the next day. It was weird. But that the whole valley where I was at, boom, lit up with a bright blue light, man. It was crazy. Whatever it was, it lit up the night sky for millions of people early Sunday morning in Spain and Portugal. Social media users took stunning pictures and videos for all to revel in the natural science phenomenon. They're calling it the special agency, European Space Agency, is calling it a blue meteor. Everyone is referring to it was actually a small piece of a comet that flew over the European countries at the speed of 45 kilometers a second, which is equivalent to almost 28 miles. 28 miles a second. That's, wow. Bud Anderson, this sounds like a World War II vet. Bud Anderson. Hey, Bud. Bud, last World War II triple ace pilot dies at 102 years old. Thank you for your service, sir, and the world will miss you. With the last, one of the last of the greatest generation right here. He single-handedly shot down 16 enemy planes in dogfights over Europe. After the war, he became one of America's top test pilots during the Right Stuff era. They don't make these men like they used to, do they, folks? I mean, I'm sure these guys, whoever's left over, this guy's 102 years old, so I don't think he's probably the last of maybe just a handful left. A handful of our nation's treasure, folks. These guys, no questions asked, full of testosterone and grit, flew planes and fought wars. I mean, these are the last of them. My dad was in the Korean War, and I got to tell you, he's 89 years old right now, and just different, a different type of man, a completely different kind of guy, you know. Bud Anderson, who singly shot down 16 German planes over Europe in World War II and became America's last living triple ace, a fighter pilot with 15 or more kills, died on Friday at his home in Auburn, California, northeast of Sacramento. How sad, man. What a life. What an amazing life. General Anderson, who teamed with the renowned Brig General Chuck Yeager in combat and later in the storied age of pioneering test pilots, was 102 years old. So think about this. My dad's lost most of his friends now. My dad's 89. And let me tell you, folks, I cherish every day with this man and my mom. He died in his sleep, it says here. What a way to go. Thank you for your service, sir. Wow. I get a little choked up with that kind of stuff, man. Let's get to what the fuck news. In what the fuck news, China shows off robot dogs armed with machine guns. Coming to a city near you. Okay, you think the driverless cars were awesome? What do you think they're building these things for? Do you really think they're just building them out of shits and giggles? No. They want these to patrol the streets. They want to scare you. Scare you enough to where you accept this shit in your neighborhood.
where you accept a robot dog with a machine gun on its back patrolling the patrolling your neighborhood. They want you to welcome this. The Chinese military recently showed off numerous robot dogs outfitted with machine guns on their backs during the country's biggest ever drills alongside Cambodian troops, as agency France Press reports. The terrifying gun-toting robo-dogs were part of a massive 15-day military exercise called Golden Dragon in a remote training center in central Cambodia and off the country's coast. During the drill, journalists watched. The staff took the robo-dogs for a walk, but reportedly never fired the machine guns strapped to their backs. But don't worry. Don't worry. That's coming. It is a dystopian vision of what the future of warfare could look like. Experts have long warned that the use of armed drones or killer robots, particularly autonomous ones, is an ethical minefield that should be internationally banned from the battlefield. Folks, the only people controlling this are the powerful elites. That's it. That's who's going to be controlling these. And they'll do what they say. Do you see where this is headed? If this doesn't get reined in, like, right now. Monique Barron, thank you. You see where this is headed? This is scary shit. They're not doing this for fun. They're not making robo-dogs with machine guns on their backs just to show what they can do. This is for fucking you and me, okay? They want this shit around our neighborhoods. They want this shit patrolling our cities. These fucking robo-dogs, this is for you and me. That's why they're making these. This isn't just to show off like what we can do. It's not about that. It's not about that at all. It's about to watch you, surveillance. It really is a dystopian nightmare. That's coming for all of us. It's coming for all of us, folks. But that hasn't stopped military forces and even local law enforcement. They're already using drones, aren't they? They're already telling you that the NYPD is using drones. Why wouldn't they use robo-dogs with machine guns on their backs? Sounds like the logical next step, right? So local law enforcement in the U.S. from investing in the tech. So U.S. is investing in this. Investing in the tech while arguing that their use could save human lives. Oh, they're going to save human lives. A robo-dog with a machine gun on its back is going to save. That sounds about right. Yeah, it doesn't come with a first aid kit or anything like that. It's not like it's going to be like it knows how to do CPR or have a defibrillator on its back patrolling the streets. No, it's going to have a machine gun on its back. But that's supposed to save lives. That's going to save lives. A dog, a robo dog with a machine gun on his back is going to save lives. Why couldn't they use this technology and make a robo dog with a first aid kit, a defibrillator, maybe an alert goes off in the area if someone's having a heart attack and it goes to help that person? Why can't they? That would save lives, if you ask me. Not a dog with a machine gun on his back. That takes lives. Oh, and at the same time, as this dog patrols your neighborhood with a machine gun on his back, they're taking away your guns. They're taking away your guns. Don't worry. We got the robo dog with a machine gun on his back. That'll take care of everything. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Get to ninoscorner.tv. You won't be sorry. We're about to kill it. It's fire. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. You can't stop me. I'm on Rumble, folks. Nino's Corner is Rumble and ninoscorner.tv. Later.